Dan, so glad we were able to meet today.
Whoa, what's that?
It's my new FlexiSpot E7 Pro Plus standing desk. Goes from sitting to standing with the push of a button.
You know, I've been thinking about getting a desk like that. I have back pain from being in a chair all day. But I feel like they're either cheap and flimsy or crazy expensive.
That's why I went with FlexiSpot. This desk is super sturdy, but totally affordable. The base is made of automotive-grade carbon steel. Sit on it.
Okay. Hey, this is cool. All right, I want in on one of these. Where do I find FlexiSpot?
Just go to their website, FlexiSpot.com.
Right now, FlexiSpot is offering huge Black Friday and Cyber Monday savings on the E7 Pro Plus standing desk with up to $160 off. Plus, use code 20OFF right now for an additional $20 off. Go to FlexiSpot.com today and use code 20OFF to get up to $180 off the E7 Pro Plus standing desk from November 25th to the 28th only. That's FlexiSpot.com. Go to FlexiSpot.com. Today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AVR podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network's YouTube channel. Actually, it'll be on the podcast side as well as I'll rip this into audio later on. Please do like, share, follow, subscribe on your favorite app, and of course on your YouTube channel that you're watching us on right now. Our YouTube channel that you're watching, your app. I'm Kyle. That's Christine. And of course, over there, we have Brian. Welcome to the show, everyone. We got a few people in the live room. Thank you guys for being here, of course. Good practice, because we might have to do more of these in the future. Some more live reviews, especially for Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Because that's on a Tuesday, and I don't know. I kind of want to get like talking about that one immediately. But yeah. for now, we have Classroom of the Elite Season 2. You guys will have to forgive me. Those that have been following this show and the channel for a while might know about my my brain injury. And that's where the stutter and all that comes from. And I'm a little nervous today for some reason. I don't know. I've spoken, acted, and done way more things in front of larger crowds than YouTube. But good practice. So, guys, how you feeling today? Christine, how are you feeling about Classroom of the Elite today?
It's good. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before with our reaction, but it's just one of those where I kind of wanted more. I got a little more, but I guess I'm just greedy, so I wanted even more than they gave me.
Nice, nice. Brian, just how you feeling today after this season's wrapped up before we start talking the episode itself?
Very happy.
That's good. That's yeah. good. I don't see I have the problem that I've read the comments. I've read what people have mentioned below, and I don't want you guys to say anything about it yet, because I don't want it to affect any grades. But let's go ahead and chit chat about the episode itself. Episode 13, spoiler free, just for the audio podcast listeners. I loved it. It delivered a nice little tie up to the season. It did kind of like what Dr. Stone Wars did, where it had the prologue episode after the big fight. I've always enjoyed the little slice of life moments that you get in this series, so we got some of that. Really great. I'm burdened by knowledge now, but those in that are light novel readers know what I'm talking about. But I did overall enjoy it. And yeah, Brian, what did you think of this episode specifically as wrapping up the season?
I thought it was perfect. As far, like you said, I don't know the knowledge you have, but as far as the way this season has played out, everything this episode did, you know, there were surprises, there was somewhat closure on certain things, there were revelations. I thought it was almost perfect.
Nice. Christine, how do you feel about this episode? That's pretty big praise, almost perfect.
Oh, I mean, there were parts of it, of course, that I really liked, but there are some specifics where it's like, I don't really like what you did with the character there. You want me to give an example?
No, the dog, but you can give examples. if it's not something too spoilerly for our audio listeners.
Okay, well, since we already saw the last... Well, no, actually, I think it would be
You want to save it a bit. So yeah, there were I'll some. You had some minor issues.
Yeah.
That's okay. So not nearly as almost perfect. Almost perfect.
Sure. We'll go with that.
All right. Grades, guys. This episode, Brian says almost perfect. We gave all of us, Christine. You said A+ for last week. You were out. She had COVID, everyone. Those that are reviewer, watchers or listeners only didn't see the reaction. Christine was out last week. And yeah, but
I know. Children bringing stuff home.
A+ for last episode. What do you give the finale episode?
An A.
Okay, solid. I gave it the same. Okay. I feel different about that A, guys. And in our light novel readers, I'll mention the comments in a moment. But Brian, what did you grade this episode?
This was an A.
An A,
solid A.
Triple A. There you guys go. All A's across the board. I know. A lot of people probably pounding their heads, but let's talk about the season before we get to what's missing here. We're missing, apparently, according to some people, up to 80% of what's going on in this final episode, as far as the source material that was borrowed or adapted. The season as a whole, now, we gave last season one, I think we all gave A minuses, or no, we all gave A's. I think we all gave solid A's for season one. Brian, why don't you tell us what your season two grade is?
I was thinking about this. I think it's another A. Yeah, it's a solid A. I was debating A+. It's very close. But it's an A.
Excuse me. I too gave it an A. Christine?
Same. I didn't.
There you guys go. I know. I love it. No, it's a good thing. I mean, it's great when we're all on the same page.
For so many different series, you get where maybe like the next season's just a little lacking sometimes, and it's, you know, not as fresh as the first one, but, you know, it definitely had that drama and some intensity and, you know, some really good story to it that it's like, yeah, I'll give it an A. I don't think it went down, so.
Okay, cool. Well, there you guys have it. It's over. We're done. Live show. No, I'm joking. We'll go ahead and get into our spoiler talk. So the first thing to talk about is what's potentially missing from here. So I started going through the comments because this episode has gotten quite a negative reaction. A lot of people very upset at things that are missing in it. Dialogue that gives more context. I can't read all of these comments in full, but Radzik Sinakor said the adaptation of this episode was so bad that all of the important plot points, including the main story, in the for example, in the conversation scene between Ryuan and Ayano Koji, they cut out that Ryuan reveals that he planned to collect 800 million points to help buy the class to move up. Horikita's brother actually was had a conflict, like a fight. They said fight with each other, but also end up complimenting each other. Maybe that might be a typo. That's completely, you know, been dropped out. You know, that was one complaint that I read. By Zeman, the goat, said that he gives the episode a 6.5 out of 10 for the little changes and things that they cut out. He said that he never had any expectations for it, as it's a whole volume, around 300 pages in one episode for season two. He does say he likes to go for an 8 out of 10, maybe. Oh, and for season two, he gives it an 8 out of 10. He was entertained, but it doesn't quite match for a light novel reader. Diego,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And then there were some other points about something else that I want to bring up later on. But hey, thanks for joining us. Can you bury me? Yes, that is a great line. I really did dig that. That was awesome. And that's in the light novel as well, from someone else that shared a thing. But I get it. Like, that's one of the reasons why I kind of like being kind of like being anime only at first with things that I discover like this is I don't have that burden because I know what that's like in a lot of Western media.
Yeah.
So I get it. And I hope that us enjoying this season finale doesn't rub everyone the wrong way because we are only anime for now. But I do want to read this light novel once I'm caught up on Tensei to where, you know, the anime will be at for that. I don't want to spoil things, but knowing that there was stuff cut out, there's context for Sakuyanagi, the blue-haired girl. She's the chairman or something of the principal of the school's daughter. We saw him during the dad episode. That whole thing, it kind of makes it seem like maybe she knew him from the white room, like she was in it herself, but it's really just by proxy of her dad having worked there. How do you feel about that, Christine, knowing that the light novel readers feel very disappointed by that? And a lot of those commenters, several of them have commented throughout our season about what they've really liked, how certain things have been done well and other things not so well. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of diminish it a bit in your eyes, just knowing that that's out there?
I don't know. That's kind of hard because for me, I was just all excited because Ryuan just seemed like a freshly neutered dog. And I'm just like, I think it's a little too extreme. It was one of the things I wanted to say earlier where it's just like, you're a little too deflated. I understand, you know, you're defeated and everything, but it just seemed a little bit too much. So it was nice to see at the end having... Oh, good. We get a new villain because obviously Ryuan's not going to be it. someone's been clipped. I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry it didn't hold up, but for me, I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So
I hope it didn't leave too much of a bad taste in the light novel readers' mouths. Sammy J says they're an anime only that read the light novel up to this episode. Excuse me, they said that they both feel very different, but on its own, the anime is still good. I agree. We've all really enjoyed it. Brian, how do you feel knowing context and things like that are cut out? And that really played on my grade, I'll say. Like, I wanted to drop what I felt initially just knowing, but I couldn't. I had to grade it on how I felt watching it.
Yeah.
Brian?
It all comes down to does the story make sense? And as it was presented, I thought it flowed well. So it really doesn't bother me that much. Now, if I had read it, it probably would have. Those who read the light novels, I get it completely. But as just because I'm going to try and just approach it just as someone who's only watching the anime. It really doesn't bother me. But look, you go to things like Full Metal Alchemist. And then Brotherhood, which, you know, is two vastly different things, but I enjoy both of those.
I'm with you on that. I do enjoy both. Brotherhood 1,000 times better, but I do enjoy both.
So, but yeah, I they had done the Stand miniseries recently and I hated it. But I'd read the book and they tried to do certain, I don't know, I'm not going to get into all that, but
yeah.
But as someone who's read something, watched the visual presentation and didn't like it, I completely get it, but yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Like I said, it played on my feels for the episode, but I'm overall pretty happy. Let's talk some of the additional story points there. Ryuan and Ayano Koji, like we even in the last episode, the way it went down, it's like, yeah, is he now looking to make Ryuan one of his pawns, one of his tools, you know?
And was cold as hell.
Dude, you see it, but I mean, Ryuan's just a broken man, takes a kick from the blue-haired girl. I forget her name at the moment, but I also like how they showed her being like, he's her whole world, man. She is distraught at the sight of her leader just in that condition. What'd you think about that, Brian?
I loved it. And his whole little thing about, you know, being basically admitting he's like a tyrant, and just he was diminished. So he's, you know, he's out. But then, like you said, sort of the back and forth there. Yeah, I liked all of it.
Yeah. I know you and I laughed at Adam, thought he deserved it. How you feeling about
it? You deserve more than that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For real. You're going to quit over the cameras? I thought it would have been Kay, you know? What? What do you think, Christine?
I don't know. It was just kind of like one of those where it's like, did you get in a 3-hour therapy session before speaking to Ayana Koji? Because it's like, man, you really self-reflected a lot. And for a lot of people, it takes a lot of work to do that. So it was just kind of like, okay, but it's fine. Sure.
Smooth, huh? I think I'm reading that right. And the comments mentioned a series by Unseen Whispers that kind of goes over the light novels here, suggests them. So thanks for the suggestion. But you also pointed out 7.5 there, Smooth. Last season, we heard about volume 4.5 mostly being cut out and having a lot of context that would have alleviated some of our discomfort with Ayana Koji and Kari Ozawa. Mm-hmm. Still stand by the way the anime is showing it. They don't, you know, she shouldn't like that guy. But correct. But the missing context, that makes me disappointed, because that's twice now, man. That's twice that the studio and the production team decided to cut out what seems to be relatively important context. Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
What's that?
FA had shared that there's another opponent, but they chose to totally leave him out of the season for whatever reason.
Whew. So, yeah, man.
Stuff like that bugs me when they, Game of Thrones fan, when they carve characters out of this series completely.
Let's just shove these two together and, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
the times they do that.
That sucks. I'm sorry, light novel readers, but hey, at least it's getting a lot of good love on the anime side, and we can hopefully get better and better adaptations. Maybe even some OVA or something to fill in the gaps, add context. I mean, I hate it when that has to happen, but, you know.
Sometimes it's important.
Yeah. So... how are you guys feeling about that potential team up right there, Ryuan and Ayana Koji, heading into season 3, taking on someone else? I mean, does Ryuan play nice? Like, does he become a total convert to the Ayana Koji cause? I mean, what do you think, Christine?
Not like all excited about it, but just like, yeah, I'll do this. It's fine, whatever. Because to me, it seems out of character. But, like, he knows he's no match for Ayana Koji. So, like that.
What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. You know, he's been such a great villain so far. And
jeez, dog.
If, you know, he got whooped so bad in the last episode. So, it's like, how can you still be a villain? Which was basically what he was saying. He's like, look, when you get whooped like that, you know, how can I stand tall and lead you? So him being a part, you know, another pawn, mm-hmm. you know, I that could be interesting.
Yeah. I hope it turns out well. Yeah. Someone else had mentioned about 250 plus pages just gone, 80% not in this episode. Also, that's just crazy.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, crazy they tried to do a whole volume in one episode. So, carrying on, let's talk about the other interesting stuff in here. They're talking to FA. Ayana Koji and Sato's double date with Kay. Slice of life moment. Some of those have been throughout this Brian's still on screen. Sorry. Some of those have been, should have used it to take a, never mind. I like the slice of life moments that we've had, those types of breaks in here. They've allowed us to see nice character moments that built up into the bigger narrative. It was interesting, though, everything that happens afterwards, the conversation between Karyozawa and Ayana Koji. I thought the gift thing was really, really telling. But there's a line with Sato when he's saying goodbye to her, and he tells her, you know, look, I don't have the maturity to fall in love. And yeah. I had thought when he said that, I was like, you know, I think he's being sincere. Like he knows so much about himself and about the world, and you know, he's very knowledgeable, but he also knows his own weaknesses, and that's one of them. And I think he was being legit in that moment. What do you think, Christine?
I agree. It was kind of irritating that it's like she's like, because I've been through that where someone's like, I know you're gonna say no, but would you go out with me? Like, please don't do that. So yeah, I'm glad that he was able to.
Wait, you've been the one prepared to tell them no, or the one
no? I was the one that was doing the rejecting.
Oh, okay. Take that.
Too scared to ask. missed true. Out on a lot
I
of people.
I had to ask her. So yeah.
Yes. but it is nice that, you know, he's able to know, like you said, his weaknesses. Yeah, he definitely needs to grow emotionally. So yeah, I guess that's.
What do you think, Brian? Is that a hint at actual self-awareness of something he wants?
I thought it was until his whole inner monologue of like all this was calculated, and I don't know. I can't tell. I almost feel as if, well, maybe he's aware that he doesn't have the ability to feel, and he's trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. And I, maybe that ties to obviously his childhood and stuff, but he's very aware of everyone, including himself, you know, as far as their emotions and his lack of. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm seeing Nico talking about changing the monologue between Ayana Koji and Kay. I'm guessing he means the one in his mind, to make him seem more edgy and less emotive. Mm-hmm. From what I've read in posts about the light novel, they are right. I mentioned in the reaction, someone had talked about thoughts Ayana Koji was having when he rescued Kay, and how he was impressed by her, and that the dialogue in the monologue, however you want to phrase it, in the light novel made it seem like there is an extra layer there. And then when you add in the other context that our wonderful audience members have filled us in over the season, I get it. I see it. I mean, when someone was like, dude, trust us, she's like best girl and all that, I was like, okay, yeah, sure. No, nope, you're right. I am team K all the way. Christine, Horikita, K.
K.
Brian.
Horikita.
You contrarian. Brian. Anyways. I hope it gets better. I could see them wanting to make it edgier for the anime, let it play out visually more. But yeah, we'll have to see how it goes. Yep. The next big topic, of course, is that stinger in my mind, right? I mean, dude, new villain for season three, a new challenger has entered the arena. She's got some insider info Ryuan definitely did not have. I'm pretty stoked about that. And then the fact that Ayana Koji's already had an interaction with her father. I don't know, man. I'm pretty stoked. How are you feeling about that setup there, Brian?
Yeah, I loved it. And bringing in the Class A stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, This is something that I think the show's done a decent job. If you go, I think back to season one, of not just teasing her, you know, there's something about her that seemed different. And so I wasn't expecting it at all. I thought it was a good way to end the season.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Christine?
I mean, I knew she was coming, obviously, throughout the series, showing her, like, they haven't done anything with her, but it's coming. You know, the storm, gotta prep for it. I don't know
how that air about her.
Yeah, I don't know how big she'll be. Although, just like, didn't even flinch a couple episodes back when someone came at her.
Dude took a dive for her hardcore, man. Yeah. That was awesome too. When dude took that blow for her and is like, so, you know, aren't anyone gonna tell the school what happened here? Nah, man, I tripped and fell. Everything's good though.
He's got some loyal minions.
Very, very loyal minions. Yeah. I'm super stoked about it. Like I said, it was cool to get the little extra stinger. I love how anime can always be so different. There's certain shows where they start the credits halfway through, and there's no real like separation in episode for a stinger, and then you get a stinger, but during the credits they'll play animation. You get stuff like this, and then you get things where it all ends before the credits, and I really do like that. So before we get to asking if there's any other questions from the audience, oh, Brian, what?
There was one more, the other story point, the
what I miss? Can't
remember the character's name, but basically his plot to take out one of his classmates.
Oh yeah, Kushida. Yeah, good mm-hmm. job, Brian. And I also forgot to mention that he does deliver on Ayano Koji does deliver on his promise to I can't pronounce her brother's name. Horikita's brother, to get her interested and into the council. And apparently there's some more stuff about. You know what? I think that might be a minor spoiler that I read, so I'm not gonna mention that. That missing context might come in later. But the whole thing about destroying Kushida. Christine and I are big fans of destroying Kushida. Christine, could you please explain how big of a fan you are of destroying Kushida?
Huge, absolutely huge. And I'm hoping that, because honestly, Ayano Koji has done some savage things. I hope that he takes it to the next level. I hate her.
Oh God, Brian, how are you feeling?
It's exciting. Well, I just like the fact that he—it's a big part of his plan. You know, he's just like, look, she's got to go. You know, and like he's like, because he was even talking about how the class would progress, but then it would suffer. It would go back down because he's already got it in his mind. You know, that, you know, he's got to get her expelled. So, that's exciting that he's already calculating the gain and loss.
Yeah. So. Dig it. I do, man. I'm loving this series. And this all came from this just Christine and I having finished all of our spring seasonal like episodes for the week and just being like, we need something.
Random pick.
Not going to watch live action crap. God, no, I'm joking. We do watch enough.
Who need wants to look more. At humans? I don't know.
every now and then you need to be reminded that we're not the only ones, you know? So the last thing though to talk about, we've mentioned it a couple times in the season, but Brian, music and art this season, how have you felt compared to season one?
Art wise, definitely better. Music's been good. Music's been decent throughout both seasons, but art wise, you know, whether it was the fights or like you had said before, some of the shadowing, some of the night meetups, even this last couple episodes, you know, focusing around December timeline and, you know, the snow and just sort of the setting. Yeah, I thought the artwork's good. I love the eyes. You know, we talked about it before, that, you know, the way they focus in on the eyes and the different colorings.
Absolutely. Christine, how are you feeling about art and art and music?
The same as Brian. They did a really good job, and especially the eyes. I was going to mention that as well. Ayano Koji still has his dead eyes going on, and yeah. So,
I've really been impressed with even though the anime, because it's a still series, it's very still, you know, I still think they managed to up their animation quality a bit, especially in their compositing and lighting. I think has been wonderfully done this season. Yeah. So, audience, guys out there, we'll hang out here for a few minutes. If you got any questions about season one or season two you want to pick our brains about, by all means, shoot those in. Christine and Brian are going to try to watch them because I'm trying to watch the control room and all of that at the same time.
That's fine.
But while we wait on some of those to come in, I'll say we will be covering Spy Family starting this Saturday. Brian and us will boot up our Crunchyrolls and watch it, and we are hoping to bring you guys reactions, all three of us instead of just Christine and I. We think we've got that logistically and legally and all of that figured out for us to do it, and then I'll cut it all up and deliver it to you guys. We'll still be doing regular AVR for those that like to listen to the deeper thoughts and reviews, and it also helps out our audio podcast side. So, because we are available wherever you get your podcast from, and then on the 11th we will be doing Chainsaw Man. I'm super stoked about that one, of course, and that one. We'll have to see. It depends on what time that it's released, once we know that, we'll kind of let you guys know if there will be all three of us or kind of separated. Sammy J wants to know what
I was about to say that.
Oh, okay.
Good, no, cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
Wants to know what do we think will happen next season, Brian? What are you thinking?
I'm hoping we get more of the White Room stuff.
Yes,
I mean it's been teased this whole time, and it's like I don't know how many seasons we're gonna get, if we're only gonna get one more, or if they got a plan for multiple, but like it's clear that it's very important, or at least it appears to be.
Yeah,
so that's something that I'm hoping gets explored more. Maybe even a couple. It'd be cool if we got a couple episodes that was just that flashback.
Yeah, I'm very much that type of world building background person as well, so I also want to see that, but I think I'm also ready to see more of Horikita and her new level, you know. She's leveled up this season, so I'd really like to see more about her as well. What about you, Christine?
Definitely want to see more on our new villain, and I don't know if it would fit, because of course I didn't read the light novel, but the villain that they cut out,
could rework,
yeah, to see if that would work in. So
what do you guys think, chat? Could they rework in the missing, without spoiling things, could you tell us if you think they could rework in the missing villain? I don't know anything else that I really am looking for. FA says the series will definitely have a season 5 and maybe even a couple of more. Cool. I know I've seen several people saying that season 3 is coming out next year, so we didn't have to wait very long at all, because we watched season 1 and then like 2-3 weeks later season 2 started. But others had to wait 5 years. Feels like a Devil is a Part-Timer type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Waiting forever. We won't have to wait though, so that sounds good. I hope they do five, six seasons. This is one of those shows where it feels like it feels somewhat like a Western drama, where you are expecting a 5-6 season run. You know, you're thinking like a Sopranos or a what ER should have been instead of how long it went on. But yeah, you think of those types of dramas carrying on for about that, and I'm down with it, you know.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it stretched out too long, because you mentioned ER and I was thinking the helicopter scene.
He deserved that.
Yeah,
God, he was an ass. Any ER fans out there? I do wonder about the stuff being cut, and Nico, as soon as I start bringing it up. He mentions things being cut. It makes me wonder with the 4.5 and 2.5 thing, would it have been better to do these seasons as two cores instead of two seasons? You know, could you have done 12, 13 episode core one, what we know as season one, and then season two being another core, and even play with the episodes a bit to maybe give season two, 13 or 14 episodes with our core two, 13 or 14 episodes with core one having 11 or 12. I don't know, but hopefully they figure out a way to incorporate more for season three. Talking about making it work for more season. No, he says definitely can make it work. The person cut out, FA said, it might seem a little random because of the missing content in season two.
Flashbacks?
Silvio, said, can you read Silvio, Christine? I'm having trouble seeing the screen there.
I hope so. Year two is incredible, provided the adaptation is decent. Year two will be a banger. Cool.
Nice. So, and then season three will wrap up the whole 1 year. If it is well received, season four and on might happen. Okay. So it looks like with that kind of alleviates one concern, Brian, the idea that we might not get a good conclusion, you know, not necessarily that year one doesn't end with definite story going forward, but hopefully they write it and produce it in such a way that if we didn't get more, that'll wrap it up quite nice. I'm excited about that. See if any more questions pop in. What else about this show could they improve? I would love some music, and whenever I say that music was okay or was like par for course, that just means that it wasn't bad, but it wasn't memorable. I would love to see this get some more memorable music, something that kind of sticks in your mind, and if you hear it or you think about a scene, that's something. Yeah. I always feel like when music really matters is or really hits is when I can think of the scene and hear the soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, if I imagine Vader opening the elevator there on Endor and walking out, I can hear the music. If I start thinking about the first Avengers movie, I can hear the music. With anime, certain scenes from Bisco, of course, certain stuff from Dr. Stone, things from Your Name, Fooly Cooly, FLCL. So many things I can think of. If I can remember the music as well, then that's good music. So,
Spy Family.
Yeah, Spy Family. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, super stoked about the new bump of chicken song. Season three will be hard because the books are longer than season two books. Ooh, so might see some slicing and dicing again. That would suck, Nico. That would suck indeed.
Yeah, we'll see how they do that.
You know, FA, I don't mind slower. We all like drama here. I mean, Brian, your YouTube channel, you do nothing but drama. Yeah. Just about.
Yeah I don't mind that at all. It's just I know with anime I didn't track to see how this performed as far as viewership. I don't, you know, them deciding budgets. How many seasons they're willing to do, you know. I don't know, like we know Spy Family was very successful.
Yeah.
Merch, a big merch seller. Yes.
I mean, it was on Hulu, dude. At the same time, it was on Crunchyroll. Yeah. I remember booting up Hulu one night and being like, what's Spy Family doing on here? Oh, man. We can mention Chainsaw Man. You know, we'll be doing that on the 11th, like I said, about trying to do reactions and reviews. Brian, how are you feeling about that? I know you've been pretty hyped since the first
how
image.
How am I feeling about that? Pretty excited. Yeah, I have high hopes for it. I think it's going to be very successful in the U.S. There's already hype and buzz, and people already, like, you know, you talk about merchandise and stuff like that. That's already sort of becoming a thing. So could it be the next, and I'm not talking in terms of quality, depending if you like it or not, but in terms of popularity, like Attack on Titan, I think it could be. I think it could be a big success.
I was going to say, you know, is this that cult hit that only feels cult because of how niche the genre is, but it's a mainstream hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's what this is. I don't know, Christine. You picked, I think, our first seasonal show to ever do for this, besides Dr. Stone, and you picked a horror. So I know you're pretty stoked about,
heck yeah,
some blood and guts.
Seeing the trailer for Chainsaw Man, I was like, I want to rewatch that. I think I watched it like 3 times, and I'm just like, first time watching it, I'm like, oh my God, that was awesome. Cool. Just ate it up. So
Classroom of the Elite is very successful
in Japan. Nico, yeah.
Sammy J, so that's good.
A 10, top 10 light novel in Japan. I want to read it. My problem is reading, for some reason, really drains my brain. It's why I don't write for the site as much. The actual act of reading and writing or typing is taxing on my brain. But I do, so it takes me a while. Like it's taking me weeks to try to read the first volume of Mushoku Tensei, which we will also be covering that next year, as well as stuff with Dr. Stone. If that Gridman movie comes out, we got Suzume locking the doors. We should be getting a screener for that on the North American side to review that. So yeah, we got a lot of great anime content.
We're gonna be
coming
very
up.
Busy.
Yes,
looking forward to it.
We will be. Christine and I are looking for something etchy to watch.
We've watched so many etchy things. It's like, I think we almost ran out, so we gotta find something.
If you guys got a suggestion for like the upcoming season, or if you got a suggestion for something really, really good, we've seen a bunch of the classics like Shimaneta. We've seen Panty and Stop. Well, that's just straight, you know, that's beyond just etchy, but we've seen that. We've watched plenty of the harem anime, including the current harem in a labyrinth, no harem in a labyrinth of another world. They've just gotten up to thruple level, and there's only one episode left. So yeah, if there's something out there you guys are into, let us know. What are your thoughts on Sakka and Nagi and her potential as an opponent? Man, the fact that she's got from FA, the fact that she's got insider information,
yeah,
that Ryuan didn't have, dude, that's a big thing. I don't know. I think it's gonna be his first challenge. I hope to see him stumble at some point. I love it when a hero or protagonist, in this case, because he's not really a hero, we all love it when they fall some, because it humanizes it, it rationalizes. I mean, I never liked Superman because he was Superman until you get to the 90s, late 90s and into the 2000s. I never cared for the person that just can't be beat. I mean, even Goku dies. I mean, yes, he's going to come back, but he still lost, right? Brian, you were a Dragon Ball fan.
Low
he
Dragon
still
Ball.
Died, right?
I mean, yeah, but he's pretty unbeatable usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. You got to have that. You have to challenge your opponent. You can't have an opponent. You can't have a protagonist that's unbeatable, because if you do, and what's the point?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to constantly create opposition or hurdles for them to overcome. And so far, the way that this series has been structured, I think it's been balanced well as far as that.
Yeah. I appreciated a few series that you and I have watched, Brian, the last couple of years, where defeat is a very real thing. Tensei, Mushoku Tensei. Serious defeat for Rudy. in multiple masterpieces. I love it. Love Mushoku Tensei. Dyna Zenon had some great loss and what else am I missing? Megalobox.
Box, yeah.
Dude, you guys, if you've not seen Megalobox, you can even skip season one and just go to season two, which is a freaking masterpiece. It is brilliant. Music, art, story, everything. Off you gon' be disappointed with that. Things in volume that are 4 important, but more like a refresher to see the character lives and growth, not to mention 90 plus side stories for other characters. I'm wondering if I'm missing some context there. Yang Kai Solo's no cap. an edgy anime, Mirai and Nikki. Or Mirai Nikki, edgy or etchy? So, like, is it dirty? Edgy,
I think
or
corrected it? I don't know.
maybe it did. Yeah, man, I could theoretically talk anime all night long with you guys, but unfortunately, we do have parental responsibilities in the morning, and I have occupational therapy, so. I got to save some of my brain power for that. I will say, of course, thank you everyone that joined us on the live show tonight, joining in the comments, everyone that will watch this afterwards. Thank you for joining us this whole season. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. Christine, anything to say to the audience?
No, I'm good. I'm glad y'all enjoyed this. Can't wait to do it again. Hope you don't get nervous.
Yes, thank you. I feel fine now. Good. Brian, anything to our audience?
Thanks for listening. It's been fun. I'm sure we'll do more of these live ones. And yeah.
Ooh, High School D&D. Yeah, we Christine and I saw one or two episodes of it. Our DXD need to get back into that one. Guys, best way to help us out besides hitting that red subscribe button is to watch more stuff, and for that we have a lot of stuff for you guys. We have shows dedicated to Star Wars, shows dedicated to Marvel, seasonal show for Rings of Power, general entertainment shows on Daily Cup of Genre and Breaking Geek Radio. Of course, AVR Squared reactions. Like I said, guys, look for Chainsaw Man and Spy Family this season. Poke around the channel. I'm sure you'll find someone or something that you like. There's even a whole show where I'm not even a part of it. So we got a lot of people on different shows. They also all go up, besides the Genre Shop trailer reactions and AVR Squared, they all go up on most of the podcast apps out there, like Spotify and Google, Stitcher, Apple, and we distribute through Sounder. So if you use Sounder, we're there as well. And of course, the website, lrmonline.com, all of our stuff goes up there, as well as written articles, and celebrity interviews, all sorts of really great stuff. Site's been around over 20 years now. Check it out. Brian has a YouTube channel completely anime free. Brian, tell them about it.
Yeah, it is. It's called Pulp Mythos. October, there's gonna be a lot of content, horror based content, so if you're into that, check it out.
What's some stuff that you can name that you've got up right now that
we were doing Big Sky, City on a Hill. I mentioned The Stand. If you want to see me rant about how much I dislike The Stand miniseries, it's all up there.
Yeah. If Silvio sees this at the end, yes. The main character improving as a human being in Tensei, absolutely brilliant. That's why that show is a masterpiece. Because everyone that gets turned off by Rudy's early behavior, that has such an amazing payoff, such an amazing bittersweet payoff. Bittersweet like saying goodbye to you guys all tonight. Thanks again for the support, and we will see you on the next AVR.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.